So Randall and I collaborate with Irish Trees. I need land. I need somebody who's passionate about the environment. I need to know that the trees are protected forever, will never be harvested. Randall needed trees. He wants to accelerate the rewilding to bring back biodiversity faster, a broader range. And I suppose Randall has already about 8 or 9 different woodlands spread around the estate. And they were broken up, separated hundreds of years ago to make way for agricultural land. And now we're looking at reconnecting those and expanding the ancient woodlands. And because we're planting on the outskirts of woodlands and expanding from woodland to another, biodiversity comes back faster rather than planting in a greenfield site, because they're already there. We're just building them extensions.
And you're planting native woodland?
Native Irish trees, absolutely.
Yeah. Because we are down to about 2%. If I listen to the other podcasts that you have been on, 2%, the country used to be at 80%, and we went down to 2%.
Yeah, I suppose 1,000 years ago it was probably at 80%, but I think a lot of us are familiar with the history of where did all the trees go? 40 shades of green. It's more like 40 shades of grass.
They went into big boats that conquered the world for somebody else.
And I don't know whether a lot of people know this, but at one stage, Queen Elizabeth would have ordered that all the woods in Ireland be cut down to hide, so we couldn't hide in our guerrilla warfare.
There's an old Irish song, "Could the enemy fast gun aim it? What'll we do without the timbers?" It's a lovely old song. And that's exactly what that was from. And the other thing that people may not know, or maybe you don't know this, did you know that the Palace of Westminster, as in the Parliament in Britain, is built with Irish oak?
I did. And the roof of the roof of the White House is built with oak from Wicklow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there you go.
Before we go down on a little history lesson.
I could.
Talk to me about the business, because you're here effectively to sell to Irish businesses because you want them to collaborate with you.
Yeah, I suppose, Conal, thanks very much for the opportunity. I do appreciate it. And what we're finding with Irish Tree is more and more businesses, you know, from small businesses up to large corporates, are looking to commit to plant trees with us. And why is that? Well, look, everybody knows there's something happening to the planet. It's not good. It needs more trees. It isn't just about reducing your energy, reducing your consumption, reducing and recycling your waste. You have to give something back to the planet. And planting trees gives something back to the planet. And most employees, like 85%, according to formal research, 85% of employees would like to work for an employer who's doing something positive for the environment. And then customers are expecting that. And investors are now even seeking it out. And the EU are bringing in legislation in terms of ESG regulations, where all companies are going to have to declare what they're doing to help the environment and biodiversity by 2028. So not only is it a good thing and people want to do it, customers want it, investors want it, businesses want it. And I suppose what I'm hearing an awful lot from the people who have committed, and we have a very, very broad array of businesses represented, is that they're looking to do something beyond just carbon offsetting. And carbon offsetting is fine, but a lot of their customers are indeed other stakeholders are looking for them to do something more tangible, something you can touch, see, visit, be part of. Actually bring your team out and plant the trees, bring your customers.
That you can actually bring them out and to let them plant.
Invariably, nearly all our customers will bring somebody or bring their customer out for planting days. Now, they don't plant all the trees. Maybe they commit 1,000 trees. They might commit and plant 100 trees and enjoy the day. And we go out to Dunsany Castle, see the castle, hear about it, walk through the ancient woodlands, plant trees, and some companies we organise forest bathing for an hour or two just to chill them out.
Most
of them don't want to go back to work.
Funny that. That's what happens when you work for those kind of companies that want to plant trees, you see. And another thing that I saw is that you're deliberately not making these woods accessible because you're trying to get them to grow, not necessarily to become Disneyland. Isn't that right?
Well, it's not an amenity park. It's a private estate. But anybody that commits to planting trees with us, whether it's an individual, and we do offer subscriptions for individuals, a lot of them, both they and companies that commit to planting trees will have access, and they have access to visit, because they become, by committing, patrons of Dunsany, certified patrons and signed by Lord Dunsany.
What does it cost to plant 1,000 trees?
€18,000.
And is that, you can spread that over a year or 5 years or whatever you want?
Well, I suppose some companies are doing it on a year-by-year basis where they pay an annual amount. Some are committing an amount this year and then they have a 10-year project. And then others are paying on a monthly basis.
Now, tell me about the monthly basis, because that is brand new to me. But individuals and or companies can pay you a reasonable amount every month and feel good about themselves, correct?
Yeah, you know, we've loads and loads of people signing up as individuals because people want to do something. They don't know what to do. They literally don't know what to do. And they like the idea of planting trees. And we have planting days where we bring individuals out, you know, groups of individuals. We bring family, we bring their kids, grandkids. And whole families come out. And they sign up for subscriptions. Subscriptions range from 18 euros a month up to 70 euros a month. And more, invariably more people go on the higher end, not even on the average. And I suppose people like the idea initially, but then when they come out and they see the place and they know that they're building their own legacy, you know, they're literally going to be able to come back next year and see how the tree has grown and generations will be impacted. I mean, it has some depth. And then from a business point of view, if you bring your staff, your team, your management team, a cross-functional team out for the day, I mean, it's better than paintballing, isn't it?
I would imagine so.
Yeah, and it is active. They're engaged in a common cause and it isn't just a once-off. Some people come to us. We had a class of horticultural students, mature students, come to us, I don't know, it was 20-odd of them, and they elected to have a tree planting party rather than have a PO party. Yeah.
You were a banker for 35 mm-hmm. years. During that time, could you ever have imagined that, we'll say who it was, the Bank of Ireland, mm-hmm. would have brought you out to plant a tree?
Well, Bank of Ireland, in my time,
which is
entertained,
a while ago.
It's a couple of while ago. Entertained a lot of people a lot of the time. And a lot of that entertainment were experiences that were short-lived. And I do have some financial institutions planting trees. We've got some very significant ones. So the world has changed, Conal. And I think for people to be doing the people are looking to do something different, but they're also looking to add a depth to their own reputation and some credibility. And if you can give somebody an experience and you're doing something that has a legacy.
Now, I am not a cynic, but if you tell me that you've planted 100 trees or 1,000 trees, I'm going to say, well, where are they and can I see them? Wonder, are they planting the same tree for everybody? As in, you know, that's his tree. Oh, no, that's it. No, that's his tree. No.
Well, no, Conal, because what we do and some organisations look for us to do, we have some competing organisations planting trees and we plant their trees separately and they've asked for that because they're friendly competitors.
Oh, I see what you mean, like if Bank X and Bank Y don't want to be trees together.
No, it's not they don't have them together, but I suppose if they're doing something over a number of years, you know, they're doing a legacy commitment with us, they want to kind of compete on how many trees and they want to kind of, we're in effect racing from one woodland to another, separate corridors. So it's just a bit of fun. So, I mean, we can allocate trees to individual companies. You can come see the trees. You can plant the trees yourself. Your team can come out.
And you can actually get down to single trees for single people because this is a gorgeous idea. Births, deaths, marriages. You can actually commemorate it
communions,
with a tree.
Confirmations, engagements, divorces. We've sown trees for all sorts. We don't do those in Dunsany. We have a separate site. We have a lakeside woodland in the Knoll. That's where the Irish trees are.
The Knoll is County Dublin North.
North County Dublin, we're about 20 minutes north of the airport. It's rolling hills and there's a beautiful lake. Our land sweeps down into the lake. Planted thousands of trees there as well, primarily memorial trees. And then we've partnered with a number of different charities. We've partnered with Felicon for people who may have lost a baby. We've partnered with the Irish Hospice Foundation. We've partnered with Laura Lynn. And to date, I think we've paid... We'd give 40 euros per tree, every tree that's planted. So to date, I don't know, we've probably paid out near enough 20,000 in charitable donations to those charities.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's good for them and it's good for the individuals organising. You can imagine, Conal, your best friend, his father dies and you want to do something beyond, sorry for your troubles, or here's a sympathy card. You organise the planting of a tree. He gets a certificate the next day, say a tree has been planted on behalf of his father. Maybe a sentiment on the certificate to say, mighty oak for mighty man. He feels good. It means a lot. You feel good. You've done something a little bit more and he can come visit.
Am I talking to irishtrees.ie or do you have other people? In terms of... sorry to...
Oh, yeah. Sorry, not as well.
I'm just wondering. I'm looking at a guy who is sending out certificates, digging holes, marketing, coming in to do podcasts and.
Yeah, no, there's more than one of me. Irish Trees is myself and partner is John Doran. John will own the land in the north. So John is more chief operating officer and I'm more, I don't know, other guy.
CEO, CCO, CMO,
And then we would have, obviously from a planting perspective, we planting happens in the winter when a lot of farm labourers are actually available. So labour is easily got, and our people are used to working on the land that can do it.
And what do you do during the summer?
And during the summer, well, then I have the other business, which is Irish urns. So
I have to say, am I allowed to say it again?
And the bulk of that.
Am I allowed to say it?
No.
Ireland's biggest earner. Yeah. I've said it so often. Yeah, it's kind of sad.
That's expanded as well. You know, we've 8 people making for us around the country. They're all handmade. They're all high end.
They're 90% beautiful.
They are nice. And we have a jeweler now as well, makes us 21 different styles and pieces as well. Everything's made to order on the jewellery side of it. We do keep saying we've loads of different urn solutions.
So you are busy. Now, what can Team GBS, that's our lovely listeners, what can they do for you in terms of the business end on the trees? What would you like them to do?
I would just be saying to your listeners, guys, look, if you want to do something to help with sustainability, obviously reduction and recycling is very important. Energy usage is very important. But look at allocating some of your resources to doing something for nature. And it doesn't have to be with Irish trees. But I mean, put in a roof garden, put in a bee box on the roof of your building, plant wildflowers. But make an effort that actually helps the environment. Because I suppose the Irish trees model is unusual in that most businesses across time have made the return on taking from the environment. Irish trees, the model where you create an income-generating business that actually gives something back to the environment. And I say every business can give something back to the environment. The commitment doesn't have to be huge. You can start off small. But I mean, talk to your customers, talk to your investors, talk to yourself and your staff. Everybody wants to do it.
And some people, I mean, you're kind of, I won't say Dublin-centric, between the Nall and Dunsany's County Meath. But if somebody in Mayo, if Tom Murphy of Pamex wants to start planting trees, do you have any land out that direction that you could start planting?
Land is not an issue, really isn't. I suppose from a personal point of view, it's what's within reach, what's manageable in terms of time. So that's why North County Dublin, South County Meath were my chosen locations. It's just from a practical point of view. But the model could lift and drop into any county, into any country, anywhere on the planet.
Any country, because that was going to be my next question, because we love expansion overseas. Have you looked at anything overseas?
Yeah, we have a couple of conversations going on at the moment.
Have you? Go on.
I can't tell you.
Of course you can.
I can't.
You're amongst friends here.
Huh?
You're amongst friends.
Sorry, Conal, that's as far as you're going.
Okay, well, we'll let you go on that one. Anybody who wants to contact you will find you Irish Trees, the plural, irishtrees.ie. Your last question, and I hope you read the email. Did you read the email? No, he didn't. I can see his eyes dropping down. Who would Bob Hamilton hire in a heartbeat? You were asked this before when you were on episode, what did you say? Episode 28 or something like that?
28 or something, I think it was. Yeah,
we're now 140.
Yeah, a while ago. Conal.
He didn't read it. Oh, my God.
I forgot about that piece. But the last time I would have said Simon Sinek. It's still, he's... Still
I know, you can't have the same guy. You have to get somebody else. Somebody who's obviously big on the environment that you think is brilliant. Or maybe not. Maybe somebody who's a big polluter that you say, come on aside yeah. and work with me.
No, Conal, there's nothing popping into my head, I'm afraid.
Somebody, you're not like, you just can't leave without telling us. Somebody, best friend, best business person that you know. Somebody who could help you. Somebody who's brilliant at digging holes. Your best JCB driver.
Yeah, no, it's all shovels but and spades. But let's have a think. It's not popping into my head, Conal. You know, I should have prepared for that.
Bob Hamilton, I give up.
Yeah. How are you fixed?
Oh, I'm fixed. I'll go ahead and I'll dig a hole for you anytime at all. But you have to organise it as about a fortnight in advance. You can go ahead and visit.
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be a fortnight in advance. I mean, if we're available, if we're there, we're not there every day. If we can advance.
And on your website, you even give your own mobile number, am I right?
Yeah, mobile number, landline, toll-free numbers, everything, so yeah.
Talk to Bob.
Yeah, just ring.
And you might, when you're talking to Bob, you might mention to him that he should have hired you in a heartbeat or something like that. Yeah. Bob Hamilton, IrishTrees.ie. Thank you so much again for joining us on That Great Business Show.
Thank you, Conal.